right, let's not keep him waiting. Guest number one today is Dr. Ken Mayer. He heads the Peconic Bay Medical Center's hospitalist program, and he is the director of medicine there. We welcome Dr. Mayer to the program. First-timer. Doc, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to talk to you.
It is great to have you here. Why? Because today, I didn't know this until yesterday, actually marks the fifth annual Organ Donor Enrollment Day. And really, ladies and gentlemen, it's an event focused around enrolling as many willing New Yorkers as possible as organ donors in a single day. That's right, Organ Donor Enrollment Day, with New Yorkers with a great opportunity to sign up as an organ donor and tissue donor as well. Correct, Doc?
Correct. So I'm here to promote that day. You know, we have a great need here in New York for organ donation, and we're looking to get as many people as we can to sign up and give themselves a chance to save a life.
It really is. Now, I'm going to give you some statistics here for the audience. One organ donor can save up to 8 lives. How about that? Also, research shows 92% of New Yorkers support organ donation. But here it is on the other side. Only 35% are registered. There are nearly 120,000 people on the national waiting list, by the way. Nearly 10,000 of those are right here in our state. And due in part to the long waiting list and low registration, and that's why these days, in particular today, is so important. Every 18 hours, Dr. Mayer, a New Yorker actually dies waiting for an organ. Is that correct? That's unbelievable.
That's correct. You know, we have great need here, and, you know, I'm not only a physician, but I'm actually an organ recipient myself, and that's why I'm here, to kind of share my personal story. I had a rare genetic kidney disorder that I've had my whole life, and last year my wife actually was a match and donated her kidney to me, and which has allowed me to feel amazing and live a regular life just like everyone else and continue to be a physician and be a father to my two beautiful children and be a great husband to my hero wife.
Great story. And you are a recipient. When was that transplant performed, Doc?
That was just last year, August 1st of last year.
And you're feeling good and everything else? Everything's fine?
Oh, yeah. Just a world of difference. You know, have energy and just like a regular person. Great.
Now, there's another story. We're talking with Dr. Ken Mayer. It is Organ Donor Awareness, Organ Donor Enrollment Day, actually. And really, it's about enrolling as many folks as possible as donors, ladies and gentlemen, in a single day. It's a great opportunity to sign up as an organ and tissue donor. Now, there was a story I read, Doctor. Brian Cotter, I believe he's the father of almost a four-month-old. Her name is Ruby. And she's awaiting a heart transplant. Ruby was born on, I think it was in June, if I'm not mistaken, at the PBMC, became ill, and thus... needs a transplant. Talk about that for a second, if you can.
Yeah, I mean, there's many children just like Ruby that have heart disease and or liver or kidney, and their only way to save them is to get a transplant. And you know, we need people to sign up so that they can be a donor for girls and men and women across the state just like her.
Indeed. 4 months old, my goodness. And,
yeah.
You know, she's presently on a Berlin heart, awaiting a heart transplant. So in essence, in situations like young Ruby awaiting, if there is a loss and a possible match, I mean, if that particular family is not registered, therefore, Ruby would not be a recipient of a match there. But, I mean, how important, and am I right with that? Unless
right.
One is actually registered there,
yeah.
Young Ruby June Carter will not receive that heart, correct?
Right. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a hard thing to talk about because you kind of have to face your own mortality a little bit. But we never know what's going to happen to any of us. And when someone passes away, the time is of essence when you're talking about organ donation. So when people are registered, it allows that to go quickly and to get these life-saving organs to patients just like Ruby. So it's really important to get yourselves registered because we can never know what's in the future for us. So just having that thought that if something did happen to you, to give the gift to someone else and to pass it along is really a beautiful thing. And all you have to do is quickly sign up online, and you can be part of it.
Do you have a website handy? I know, like, with driver's licenses and everything else, I know for me, you know, they ask you the questions there, and of course I signed up for that. But what about just basic online stuff? Is there a website? You mentioned the website. Give it out if you can.
So there is. So you can go to liveonnewyork.org, or you can just go to registerme.org. That'll take you right there. There's going to be a number of drives across New York today at hospitals, businesses, where you can just sign up. You can actually do it even when you're registering to vote. So if you want to combo that today, it's probably not a bad idea either. But you can just go to registerme.org or liveonnewyork.org, and it's quick and easy.
That's great stuff, and no better day to do it. Why? It is Organ Donor Enrollment Day. And really, it's about focusing around enrolling as all of us here in this state, you know, do the right thing, and
think about
young Ruby June Cotter, who's awaiting a heart transplant, and we only wish her the best. Born back on June the 12th, it was so important stuff, and it's a simple process, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Mayer, continued good health for you. And
yes,
we'll keep an eye
so
on
much.
Things here. And we appreciate a couple of minutes.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.